Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, my best friend, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
We went to Kaiser before this. This is literally the nicest she's ever looked in Kaiser.
Yeah. All the pharmacy assistants were like, what are you doing?
What got a hold of you?
They know me well.
And it was empty, you
they
said.
They know me well. Oh my gosh, if you go to Kaiser at 9 a.m., the pharmacy is empty.
It's still not worth it. Still not worth starting your day at the doctor.
I know. Just, you know, you can't get everything through mail order. And that's a problem.
It's interesting, though.
I have to go to Kaiser all the time.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, seniors are in hospitals and you in doctor's office and you would think that they were maybe that's
they're
kind
not
of
in the pharmacy yet.
Maybe nine is not a good hour for them because they're up early. And
well,
then you get them on their afternoon wave.
I think kind of the earliest appointment you can get at a medical facility is maybe like 8.
Yeah. Mm.
You know? Yeah. So
well, I'll tell you, the Costco gas was very full across the street still.
Yeah, all the seniors are at Costco at 9 a.m., not
Kaiser
Pharmacy. They're going to stop next.
Yeah, 9 a.m. is...
Get their executive membership at 9 a.m. at Costco.
So gas
that's
up.
That's a higher value access than the Kaiser opening.
And 9 a.m. is lunch hour at Costco for the seniors.
Get their hot dogs.
Yeah, that's brunch. Yep.
Yeah. The day's starting to wrap up. So, and with us, of course, is Andy Lara. Good to see you, Andy. Speaking of wrapping up. So, as some of you may know, we announced on our Patreon, and it leaked a little bit. We had a little leaked Patreon information.
Yeah, thanks for that, guys. Yeah. Thanks for that.
I will. I want to hear that follow-up story if it made it to Mercedes. Today is the second-to-last episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There.
Yep, it is. I wanted to make like a sound effect, and then I was like, "Don't do it.
Don't
be respectful."
Yeah,
you know.
We're gonna get into. We'll explain more of our reasoning, kind of behind that later on in the episode. But we want to say a couple things up top. One, today we're just gonna spend some of the episode reliving. We're gonna do our normal weekend recaps. We got a couple bingo dingos, a couple of the classics.
We got an email we're going to
We got an email, you know, comes a lot of the classic things that we're zinging, we're usually zinging and dinging on here. But we do want to spend, we want to kind of, our next episode next week is going to be our final episode.
The finale.
And we want to, you know, it's a classic thing where fans are always unhappy with the finale. And so we want to make the finale what you want it to be. So we want us, you guys to post on the Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans, and send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Just whatever you would like shared on the podcast. Maybe some highlights, maybe some lowlights. You know, favorite moments of the podcast. You know, maybe, you know, I've definitely had some interactions with you guys at live shows and emails we've gotten over the years of how you've connected, if the pod has meant anything special to you guys. Some of my favorite stories about backseaters meeting each other. You guys becoming friends, going shows together, just anything that maybe you would like, you know, to reflect on the pod. And if you don't, that's totally fine as well.
It's totally fine as well.
But we're paying Andy through June. And so if next week's episode is 2 hours, then we got him on the books for it. Because that's 2 weeks' episodes. That he
a 4 hour season finale here.
Oh, yeah, it's a classic.
Hit everything we couldn't get to.
If we go long, we go long.
This is Endgame coming.
Yeah.
If we go short, we go short.
Yes. Yeah, you're just like, so crickets, huh? An 11-minute episode. Well, maybe that's why we stopped. That's not why we stopped. But we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
We have a Patreon Zoom coming up.
We do.
Tuesday, June 9th at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did tell the patrons on there that, you know, we plan on keeping the Patreon going at least through December because there are still a lot of benefits. If you listen to the pod, that there were certain levels, you know, you would get a shout out at the end of the pod. And what was the other? Oh, in the behind the scenes.
I mean, the poster,
those were
stickers.
Yeah, but the main ones that were connected to the pod were the BTS and the shout out at the end of the. Those were the Patreon benefits that were connected to the podcast.
The sticker and the poster are for the podcast.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Good point. It's almost like you've been running our Patreon.
Yeah.
Well, those are about to become limited edition items.
Vintage. However, we're still doing our Nickerson family Christmas card, and I don't know. We're just going to kick around, and if you totally need to cancel, we totally get that, too.
What I've always said is don't worry about tomorrow, for each day has enough worry of its own. That's a thing that I said.
Really?
It might have been Jesus, actually.
Yeah.
So you aren't going to worry about it?
No.
Okay, and so they shouldn't either?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the Nickerson Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's the Michael Scott thing. Yeah. So we had that Patreon Zoom. Lots of live shows coming up this week, and I'll be
so many live shows
up in the Ohios, as you guys will hear about when we explain more. It's the tour schedule is a large chunk of why we're like, okay, this has been a good run. So, So this weekend I'm in Cincinnati / Dayton, Kentucky, Cincinnati area. Early shows sold out, and then Columbus on Thursday, and then Louisville on Sunday, which is all right there. Gotta write a joke about it. It's a part of the world that's very close together that people don't realize when your brain, you don't go Lexington, Kentucky, and Cleveland, Ohio they're closer than you think, and they are. I know you think about it a lot. It keeps you up at night, how close Kentucky and Ohio are.
I was very confused about this weekend.
Yeah. It's also very confusing.
Because you're flipping through states.
These major city planners, what were they thinking?
Well, here's ready. It's already confusing, but are you ready? Okay, so I'm in Columbus, Ohio on Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets real confusing. On my website, it says, and on my tour date poster, it says I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, playing a club called Commonwealth. Now, Cincinnati is technically, where this club is, Commonwealth, is technically in Kentucky. And as if that isn't confusing enough, because parts of, like, you cross the river out of Cincy, you're in Kentucky. As if that wasn't, the name of this city in Kentucky is Dayton, which is the name of a big city in Ohio. Mm-hmm. So I am in the Cincinnati area, Dayton, Kentucky, two states that touch each other. It's all...
And then sometimes you'll fly into the airport.
Yeah, the airport in Cincinnati Kentucky. It's a whole situation. But the point is, if they're in the area, this all makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. And nobody needs to know any of this that's not in that area. So that's where I'm at this weekend. And then we've got some New Mexico coming up, some Denver, Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Yeah, and then we actually take a little bit of a break for Eugene. Then I got some dates with Nate. And then in August, we're hitting it hard, baby.
Yep.
So there you go. Tour dates. Yep. Those are the ones that I remember off the top of my head.
Well, I think it's... do you want to do the email or we can
Let's do
recap.
A weekend recap. A couple things. One, really, I guess it was... 2 weekends ago, I don't know if you noticed, I went exceedingly viral over the internet.
Yes.
I had a
mentioned that a little bit last week.
Oh, we did. That's right.
Just a little.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think it kind of leveled out at a cool 20 million on Facebook, just on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. So cross-platform, it was like 25, 30 million. Cool. What a weekend.
So... Yeah, what are you counting Instagram with Facebook?
Yeah, no, that was Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of people getting real worked up. Most people loved it, like I said.
I can see the Facebook crowd getting pretty excited.
Yeah. That's exactly yeah. And again, it's like it's the
Facebook crowd.
85% loves it, 14% hates it, 1% says you stole it. That's the percentage of virality. Yes. This is how it always goes.
I've come to grips with it. Encyclopedia.
I know. I had someone today I caught a stray comment said like, because a different account, the Hollywood Improv posted it. So that's only the people on my accounts because sometimes this happened with a couple bits that jumped to mind of people that Nate Landers know of. Mike Goodwin had a bit, the two things to worry about, that bit. And then Weber's Seattle Dog bit went super viral. His urgent care bit, too, went super viral. And certain times a thing will hit the zeitgeist that other accounts are posting it. So you don't even know how big it may or may not be, seen it is. Mm-hmm. Those are just what you know of. But like the improv one did it, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." Hollywood Improv posted it because I was up there on Saturday, and then I looked at it, and it was like somebody was like, "He stole this from the episode of Mulaney on Conan." I was like, "Okay, first off, nobody owns a premise. Second off, like we're going into podcast territory. Right. Like I know this is a big podcast, but I don't listen to it." And I certainly didn't listen to that one. And you're like, all right, now we're just, that's what you said, that comedy, the people are the encyclopedia. You're like, in 1992, somebody did this reference. And you're like, okay, guys,
I do is watch comedy all day.
And I love comedy, but so much of it is, you can't be, there's only a couple of bits that you're like, if somebody did a Hot Pockets bit, you're like, well, that premise is taken.
Well, and even, you know, we talked about this with Angela Johnson with her nail salon bit.
Yeah.
And then Nikki Glaser and her new Hulu special. I keep seeing the nail salon bit of hers. And they're different. They're very different. So it works.
Right.
You really can find another joke.
There's only so many things to talk about.
Something so big and common, everyone has like their own experience of it. And that's what Angela was saying. It's like, that was my experience of it.
Yeah.
That's why you tell it.
Exactly.
Because that's what makes it
your
relatable.
Experience of it. Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah, as long as you're not just repeating someone else's material.
Right, which is what I was doing. I was stealing from Mulaney and Conan.
Plagiarism.
From a podcast reference. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. So, that was last week. And this past weekend, though, so very different kind of weekend.
We saw this weekend like 9 months out, and we were like, this is impossible. Quite literally impossible. So when you join club volleyball, you join at the end of July.
Which is great for me, by the way. No, I'm not being sarcastic. I love this.
Nine plus months
Melissa,
to plan.
I am excited about getting the Exodus schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever travel volleyball our daughter does, because I'm like, oh, good, that'll help line up my spring.
Yep.
I love thinking this way. I got a text from my agent today, like, that they're like, hey, we're thinking November 2027 for the Australia run. You're like, great. Love it. Put it on the books. Put it.
It's helpful.
And travel. This is how organized travel volleyball is. We have a Division I college athlete son. Travel volleyball in for high school girls, they're planning out further than the NCAA.
Yeah.
They're like, mm-hmm. we know our springs, and we don't know when Joel's first race is going to be in August. So they're going to give it in July, we're going to get the spring schedule. And we're not going to know Joel's schedule. Mel has a system where she's like, well, based on the calendar for the last year.
Yeah, I'll put last year's calendar on my calendar.
Yeah, you're like,
relay.
Yeah, yeah. Truly, it's been like, it tends to be the third week of August.
Oh, yeah. I will email an athletic director and be like, based on the last 4 years, when is state cross country?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's like one of these two weekends.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know.
Yeah. And I would, and we're already mapping out November 2027.
Yes.
So that won't be the San Diego play next year.
Well, and that's.
Which is great because I want the fair next year. I told Mel, I go, give me the fair. I want the fair. How big do I need to get?
You might need to co-headline it, but.
Results?
There you go.
Can I convince Zoltan to
me? That would be fun.
Zoltan and Dustin play the fair.
I just remember when Nate did it, but Leanne was a bit of a co-headliner.
It depends where you do at the fair, because the fair now has the sound. Is that what it's called, Andy? Do you know this? Have you looked that up yet?
Yeah,
sound?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a ginormous venue.
With that.
No, it's just a. It's like size of House of Blues.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. That's my. So then there's like the grandstand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pull up the sound, show Mel. So
I've never seen this.
I think this is where Switchfoot's playing this year.
They told you?
Yeah.
I saw Fused in Quicksand there last year.
Oh, there you go.
Saw the. Remember when we saw Van Gogh at the fairgrounds?
Go back and go to the Google images and do. No, that was literally just a hall.
Yeah.
This is a new venue. Go to images. This is a new venue that they built.
A new venue.
Yeah.
There, oh, here, this, yeah, yeah, House of Blues.
Oh, wow, that looks like that totally looks like House of Blues.
I want the fair. Wow. Give me the fair. I can do the fair in that. Dang. If I'm going to do the stands, I'm opening for Zoltz. But
dang, look at that.
So, anyways,
looks nice.
The point is, travel volleyball plans very far in advance. That actually looks terrible for comedy, FYI.
Yeah,
it's nice, but it's nice.
It's a terrible comedy venue.
For music.
Good concert venue.
But we mapped out this weekend.
Yeah, so we have.
Go ahead.
We have three school calendars because we got college, high school, middle school.
Yeah.
And so we knew our daughter had a 3-day volleyball tournament in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then we knew our son had to move out of his dorm by Friday at 2.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the website. And then we knew that our youngest was going to be in a play Thursday through Sunday
here
in San Diego.
This is the riddle.
And so there's three kids and two parents.
You have a fox, you have
chicken,
and you have seed.
Yeah. So we ended up like a week or and a half in advance. We figured out when Joel can move out, like based on his finals and his homework and his RA and stuff. So you left Wednesday morning, got him home Thursday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we all went to Claire's play Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then Gloria left around noon for Long Beach on Friday.
Yeah.
And then we had some friends helping us to pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went up to Long Beach Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in San Diego and did Claire's hair all weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fed her and drove her for all of her shows.
I think you would have loved to do the things I did, but I can't do the hair the way that she needed it done. So
I know.
I watched volleyball and got Joel.
No, I was just between the other parent and you, like I was like, what's going on at the games?
Yeah.
But I also knew better. I know not to bug you guys. You're cheering.
Right.
You know, I can't, like when they're like, we won, and you're like, which set? which match?
Yeah,
wait,
you know.
Who do you play next?
And I also like to sit baseline, so do you, which means you kind of do have to keep your head up or you could get hit in the face by a volleyball.
Yeah, yeah. So it was...
foul ball territory.
I got to see some videos, and they won. They won like 6 games in a row.
Yeah. They ended strong.
Which was amazing.
Tough day one, so yeah, they didn't win the tournament.
9 games total, but they won the last 6.
Yeah, it's great.
So... and then it was cute. It was one of the girls' birthdays, and a bunch of the, like, our high school team and club team, they all went out to, like, an Italian dinner. I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
You know?
I was not sad to miss the dinner. I hate a dinner out, and I hate small talk with fellow parents.
Well, I'm looking in the rearview mirror because I did this with my son with cross country and track, and we made friends. Cross-country friends, and now we've all gone our ways. So it's like, oh, it's nice. They're bonding.
No, we gripe, and it's mm-hmm. you know, it's in a way that is, you know, silly and therapeutic. But the reality is, you know, youth sports are unbelievable, and the moments that you get with them are great, and you're sad when they're over.
Well, and the wrong word is tribal, but you are cheering for the other kids on your kids' team.
Oh, you're very invested.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not just the game. It's their whole life and their childhood ending and, you know, they're growing up.
And
like, I want the best.
I don't know their
you.
Names. And I describe them in a way that might be problematic. When I'm like, which one is it one? The... Yeah, it's not racial if you're going that direction. Well, you know, fill in whatever way you will. Yeah. Just, you know, the one with glasses, whatever it may be. But yeah, you are rooting for
but
them.
But yeah, you're like,
and
you do bond. You
really
do bond.
Want those kids from Scottsdale to drive home losers. You really want your day to go well so theirs goes poorly. Hey, if we could all win, that'd be great, but that's not life.
Yeah, so yeah. It was a little bit short of like an insane weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we did the same thing with Vegas and this work. We had 2 weekends in May where you're like, keep it open. Or in the Vegas said, do your work in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Cause you're like, these are two of the tournaments. And they had four, right? Phoenix or three tournaments.
They ended up just doing three.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we don't have to go to Nationals.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and June is going to be, it's so funny because Claire got invited to another play and there's another tournament. So we're not in the clear at all. But, you know, it was busy, but we pulled it off.
Yeah.
It was not easy.
May ended with a bang.
Ended with a bang, mm-hmm. yeah. So if you, it's a very, you know, this time last year, a little less, we were talking about our son graduating. And then 10 months ago, we were talking about our son going off to college.
Moving.
And it is a very, very interesting experience that you didn't have coming back to the place where you dropped your kid off. And you're like, oh, wow, it all turned out fine. You know, like
9 months later.
9 months later, it's like we're kind of getting back together. You know, like you talked about breakup, like summer fling. We're back to, you know, here you are and walking into, cause I didn't visit his dorm one time. We saw him, but why am I going to go to his dorm? And you go like, I walked into the lobby or what's that? Would you call it the lobby?
Yeah lobby.
Downstairs. Yeah. And you're just like, I wept so ugly here the last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture where I like, and then we wept. And then there's and he opens the door of where I dropped him off, and you're like, I'm not embarrassed. You're like, it was very dramatic the last time I was here. And then
I know.
And then you see all the parents moving him out. And then I was like, oh, wow. Like, there's going to be a fresh crop of parents doing that same thing.
Yeah.
It's a circle of life stuff. It's seasonal. It just comes and it goes. And it's, you know, it's beautiful. It's a very powerful experience that a lot of people have.
It's a very specific emotion.
Yeah. But it feels like the end of the world.
It does.
It feels like the end of the world. And then when you have parents who respond to that video that we post like a year ago or messaging us and stuff, and they're just like, hey, it gets better. And you're like, oh, it does. And they come back and you're like, oh, they do. And now I literally just gotten a little like He's like, he's going to get it up anyways. Like, I literally, we got back to, he's back home for the summer. Yeah. And he has a dentist appointment that I had to drive back and go kick him to make sure he's up for you. Like, oh, okay, we're back. It does get better.
Yeah, he had set an alarm. We just hadn't talked about it.
Yeah.
Which happens.
But you know what? A year ago, he wouldn't have.
There's a reason for doubt.
Yeah. We haven't been parenting you in a while, and it does feel weird parenting you anymore. But yeah, so it is. If either of you are wondering. College dorms are the exact same. Still disgusting. The male one in particular, just foul.
Well, when he got in a suite, I was like, no part of me thought that they weren't going to clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like because in a dorm, if it has a shared bathroom for the whole dorm, that gets cleaned.
Yeah.
There's a custodian in charge of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every week. Yeah. And I don't know. That was a total like, what? You know, I mean, he had an option to live in a house. And I was like, you're not ready for that. Like preparing food and cleaning. But then sure enough, he did have a.
I mean,
they did not clean that bathroom.
Yeah. A male dorm is a step above dumpster. It is so gross. I mean, I walked in on that, like I gasped, and then the air I breathed in was bad. I'm like, oh no, I need a mask.
Restaurant?
I need a mask and gloves exist in here.
He told us that he would like kill a. Like a fly or an ant, and then it would just stay on the wall. They're dead.
Yeah, Mel. Insects. I know. I put them all. I cleaned them all up last week. When you go and like someone's like, "Hey, we got to clean out and move," you don't expect that many creatures. Like you, there's like
you said, there's like a shower spider for months. No one killed it.
I mean, I felt like I was lucky to get out of there alive.
Yeah.
It was foul. I mean, it was like, I'm glad you didn't have to see it.
Shocked you weren't sick he wasn't sick the whole year.
Yeah. Well, I think you build up
immunity.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think you build up a strength towards toxins and germs that you're essentially, you know, you're swimming in sewage, essentially, you know? That you're like, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't turn into a ninja turtle.
my dorm in college had a bathtub.
How?
And we were.
For what? Moonshine?
To keep the kegs cool.
Yeah.
Where else do we put the ice?
And I remember one time. A girl took a bath.
Wow. Wow. She didn't get cleaner, I'll tell you that.
And you're like, we're all wearing shower shoes.
The one board member that's like, some people like to take baths, okay?
Yeah.
Keep them.
Yeah, it was gnarly. Like, I felt like I walked in and I felt like the walls were kind of closing in on me. And then I kind of like started looking. I was like, I think it's because the walls are closer to me now because everything has a layer of film on it. Yeah. like the room has gotten smaller because there's just like everything, the window. I don't think he closed his window for 9 months.
Yeah.
Like I think the air just came in,
which is probably
for the best as far as clean air goes.
It's like that episode in Star Wars where like they fly the Millennium Falcon into that giant worm and they get out and they're like, oh, the walls are alive.
Yeah.
You know, walking around.
The fungus.
Yeah, it was, he was like, can you, because we were cleaning everything out and he goes, I have some sandals in the shower. Can you grab those and throw them away? And I go, no, I'm not touching those. I'm not even going to look at the bathroom. And now we hit like the jackpot in that like, so there's 8 people that live in this area. It's like 2, 2, 2, 2 suites. And 2 bathrooms, 8 suites.
Mm-hmm.
And the last person to leave is the one who has to get checked out for the bathrooms and the living room. And Joel was second to last. So we only got checked out on his room. And we're like, bye. And there was one guy who's responsible for two bathrooms. That being said, I don't think they're going to get clean. So anyways.
Well, that's a wild system. I mean, I feel like as an RN, you'd be like, oh, no, we do bathroom check on the first person checking out.
Yeah, so yeah.
Clean up and get it clean.
That would be smart. Yeah. Well, he got out. And, you know, he got out and I barely got out alive.
Well, what has changed is that they can do so many of their finals and, like, grades online.
Yeah.
And so, like, his roommate left, like, a week early.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like they're, like, fleeing in the night. It's crazy.
Well, one of our big, most dramatic episodes was dropping him off, and he's back now. So,
and
Claire, Claire's play went well. The volleyball tournament went well. Saturday in L.A. went well. I did spots of Comedy Magic and Hollywood Improv. Los Angeles is still Los Angeles. It was great to be up there. It's nice to be back. We have a couple questions here.
Yeah. So I don't actually have the person who wrote this. Sorry. But somebody has been asking us about Pacific Northwest vacation questions. Pacific Northwest vacation recommendations. And I believe they're going to be in Seattle a couple days before a cruise to Alaska.
Fun.
So, yeah, we went to college in Seattle. And so we have, like, lots of fun things that we like to do. But I don't know if they're, like, the most touristy things. But
I think this is a good mix.
Yeah. So I would definitely plan out a Pike Place trip.
Pike's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all there. All some of the fun, quirky stuff. The gum wall is right there. You can walk down to the piers. The Ferris wheel's all right there. You know,
I mean, Ivers is like fish and chips and chowder.
Yeah.
You know, it's on the pier. Kind of fun. And then a little bit further is the Space Needle. There's a Seattle Center. It's right by a Top Pot Donuts, which is one of our favorite donut shops.
And Pop is there too, the Museum of Pop Culture, which is really cool.
Yeah, which is, I really liked it.
Yeah.
Sweet. And then there's like a playground.
They have one of the Ringwraith swords from the movie there.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. They have a lot of different kind of things. And then they do have a great playground if you're with children. People like to take a ferry because that's a unique Northwest experience. I have never done Starbucks Reserve or been to the Google Sphere. Have you?
No, I don't even know
what
they are.
People like that. And then if you go to the U District by UW, that's like you're going to find some really interesting like Thai food, boba,
Ramen,
sushi, Indian food, like just kind of fun college food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then, of course, we would recommend the chicken teriyaki just because
pretty much everything.
Can't eat it.
Yeah,
can't
pretty
eat
much
it.
Everything in the Asian cuisine food groups, Japanese, sushi, teriyaki, Thai is incredible.
Ramen. Yeah.
Ramen. It's all very, very good. So,
yeah.
And then
Dick's Burgers, just to try it.
Dick's Burgers is good. Yeah. I mean, and Top Pot are all great. Yeah, but those are kind of classic. Like, those are like touristy things that locals still get into, though. So
yeah, it's not stuff that they're like, oh, why did you go there?
Yeah.
And then the view from Cary Park.
It's the best in the
On Queen Anne is amazing. City View, and then the last one is Fremont Troll, worth seeing, and then Gasworks Park.
And here's the thing. You could do a downtown day that knocks almost all of that out. It's all very close.
Yeah.
So if you're staying downtown, you could wake up and be like, hey, we're going to do Pike and Top Pot, Space Needle, Empire, and then you can go over to, and Queen Anne and Fremont are right next to each other, so you can check out the Fremont Troll, which is fun and quirky and very Seattle.
Yeah. And then you could go to the U District.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go to the U District. It's all right there. So.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. If you're going during summer and it's nice, it's heaven on earth. So
I mean, it's just so green and blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Now we want to go.
Dingo, yeah. Bingo Dingos, you had a couple to review?
Yeah, they've just been on the list for a while. I saw Devil Wears Prada 2 with Claire, which is fun.
Yeah.
20 years later.
Millennial nostalgia.
Yep, after the first one came out. Tons of amazing actors in it.
Caleb's in it, right? Aaron, the comic podcaster who's like blown up, he's in it. Yeah.
Okay. Probably. Claire had watched it on a plane a couple times, so then we watched it together, and then we went together, which was fun. She enjoyed it, I enjoyed it, and it's a good show. And then I got to see Otsko at the Balboa Theater with a friend. That was amazing. I think she did 4 shows here in San Diego.
Great.
She's fantastic and super funny. And then, Maria Bamford came down from L.A. and played Mic Drop.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Which I've been, watching her for
15,
20 years. So it was fun to see her live. Yeah. So, I don't know. Those are my bingo dingos.
You didn't give them any reviews. You didn't give
them stars. I liked them all. Oh, yeah. I liked them all.
5 out of 5. 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I was telling Andy, I did, I don't think I told you, I got to watch Graham's Case special too.
Yeah.
Yeah. While I was doing some stuff around the house. Loved
Great.
It. Yeah.
So good.
So,
we're ending the pod.
Yeah.
Speaking of reviews. Andy, did news make it to Mercedes without,
spoilers.
I didn't even think that would happen. It wasn't even on my radar.
Yeah. Well, because we have a friend who joined, the Facebook group and the Patreon only in the past 4 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I saw a couple of the posts that had gone out online, then I saw that she had, liked it or commented, and I'm just like, oh, wait a minute. And so that's why I kind of went in this spiral.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if it all had happened, it wouldn't have been that bad. It would have been fine. It just would have been more context. I mean, at least I would understand where it's coming from.
Right. Yeah.
But no, it's all fine. That didn't go down that way. However, that was a little bit of a moment of there's a leaker. Someone leaked this information.
2 people did. 2 patrons did. I loved it. I was hey, listen, that's why you pay the big bucks to be a patron, to be an insider.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
someone leaks your stuff, good. That means you're big enough.
To be leaked.
Huge. Yeah. You know, leave them wanting more. So, we talked about this on the, we wrote to the Patreon, and we're just going to kind of hit it harder here and a little bit next week as well. But made the decision on our own to go ahead and retire the pod. It's been 8 years, we think, something like that.
Yeah, maybe 8.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we did the first episode, some of you guys know who have been around from the beginning or have gone back and listened to old episodes. So the pod started 8-9 years ago, and it was me. It was just audio at the time. Mm-hmm. Me and our producer, Stephen English, at the time. And basic idea was interview comedians about their families.
Yeah.
Because I just think family is interesting, and it's one of the few things that tie people together, that we all have a unique family experience, good, bad, ugly, the wins, the losses, how it forms us, how it shapes us, and just comedians talking about their family life. And so I was doing just kind of that interview style, kind of, Marin-esque, if you will, but with the focus on the family. That's always what I've been.
Yeah.
There's one thing that we've been here. It's we've been where it's focused on. Yeah.
So you used to take your recording equipment to Lestat's.
Yes.
Which was a coffee shop, and then they also had a room for comedy on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
So comics would come down from L.A. and other places.
Yeah, the early episodes, Chinadu Unaka, Christian Spicer, some of those early episodes were comics that I'd be like, can we do the pod before or after?
And you would book the show.
Billy Wayne Davis.
So you would squeeze in a little interview.
Exactly.
Pre or post performance.
And then we would be mobile. Like when we first had Angela on, we did it at the Comedy Store. I think Vicky Barbalek might have been the first episode.
Yeah.
Technically, we did it at Madhouse. Mm-hmm. I would be mobile. We did some with John early on the road. When I was touring with John, there were some multiple episodes. episodes of like Aaron and John and kind of Aaron Chunin and, you know.
I know you did an episode with
Megan Batune.
Tim Hawkins in the car.
In the car, we did a Tim Hawkins episode. I remember that. Yeah.
Driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember a week in Vegas, you did like 4 pods in our hotel room.
And going to other hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Sneed, Dennis Regan, you know, Kelsey Cook. I remember, where did I do Trey's? We had Trey on.
Maybe with when he was with John.
It must have been when we were out with John.
John's
yeah.
tour where Trey came out.
So we were very mobile. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic hits.
Yeah.
And suddenly kind of the rise of Zoom pods is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of like, it's clunky to integrate that. But I'm like, well, Mel's right here.
It was a bit of a scheduling nightmare.
It was a scheduling nightmare.
And also, our children were all home.
Yeah. So they were tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I kicked around just having, because you had done a couple episodes. Like there was a joint one we did with Dorothy English and Stephen English. Mm-hmm. And I always really liked having you on the pod and because I felt like there's like stand-up comedy, Dustin, or stand-up comedy, whoever, where you're like, this is a presented, or you on another podcast, or like me on another podcast, we're like, this is a certain version of me. But I knew from like when we did like the Fitzpatrick pod, I was like, but Mel and I have a very unique chemistry that is a married couple's chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like people get to see like a different side of me and they get to see a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's not all about the presentation and the bits. It's just, you know, it's a marriage, just real people connecting.
And a podcaster like asking questions and interviewing is very different.
Yeah.
Just talking.
Yeah, you have to prep in a different way and you got to do like some digging research. We would still have guests on, but we kind of do it together.
It's just a different side of the
It's a different
person.
Side of things. And my favorite episodes will always be the ones that were just me and you, though I like talking to guests and I think it's a good variety. And some people prefer guests and some people didn't prefer guests.
Totally.
That's, you know, we all have different mouth experience.
Well, and the funniest thing was, like when the pandemic hit, we were like recording at like 10 p.m.
Yeah, and we were doing more for a while. Remember the Corona Chronicles?
Two a week. Yeah,
we had a wine sponsor in Dow, and sorry you missed out on that. Yeah, Dow.
Oh, man, that's too
bad. You did. Yeah. Well, the hookup was through the old producer, so sorry about that. We had a wine sponsor, and it was like, we want more episodes. We were doing every day.
Oh my gosh, I know it. People. Yeah, it was a wild frontier.
It was, And I'm you know, like recording stuff on trying to create some, remember my Send News story?
Yes.
Like, you're just like, I better figure out the internet.
And then we went.
Ended up, I did.
We started doing video in our house, in a corner of our bedroom. And then at some point, Andy approached you via
and he DM'd
Instagram.
Me. Yeah. And he slid in my DMs.
Calls.
Yeah.
Make those cold calls.
Got you a couple years of work.
Shoot your shot.
And you guys had mutual friends and
Well, and then you know
we
when we moved into this space and set it up as kind of was
4 years ago.
Well, I think we've been with Nateland for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it was right. And we did a year with you before Nateland, I think.
Yeah, I think we'd be at 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think it's 4 in Feb.
Gosh, man.
The reality is you know, there's always be certain like public perceptions of like success or whatever it may be. But the reality is there's more backseaters than there's ever been. You know, we're so grateful for those who watch online and then just the tons of people that download the audio as well. We're really grateful. You know, even though it's not like we don't have like crazy numbers, this is still kind of us going out on top.
Well, I think kind of the arc too was we started this podcast during a pandemic when like you couldn't tour as a performing artist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we went full time with comedy in 2018,
you know. Yeah.
And then the pandemic hit in 2020, so you know, it was
good
crazy,
timing
crazy. And then we had 3 young children, and
we also bought a house in 07.
they've all since, like, they're full grown now.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were all little when the pandemic hit. And so over the last 6-ish years, like, they've all changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like, it's just everybody's grown, right?
Yeah.
Like,
including us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're just so middle-aged, as our so BTS
I mean, what's wild, too, is, like, even when I came into this, it was actually having produced many audio podcasts up till that point. This was, like, the first official video podcast that I'd done, and now all my clientele is video podcasts. So that industry is, even in 3 years' time, completely 100% flipped.
Yeah, it's very busy. There's a lot of people in this space. You know, but those are all, like, second and tertiary, like, extra reasons of why we might be stepping away. The reality is I said this on the pod, or I said this to the page, and I'll say it again. Like, there's probably 10 reasons that we decided to call it quits. The main reason, the primary reason, is I don't want to work when I'm home. like, the road schedule has been exceedingly busy. Mm-hmm. It's been 3 years now of 48 weekends in a row. Like, I'm leaving on Thursdays and Fridays and coming home on Sundays and Mondays. And I love this pod, and I'm very, very grateful to get to create and work on something with you and you, Andy, as far as, like, creating things and making things. And it's just fun and it's enriched. But I just, you know, you just have limited hours and time, and it felt extra. It felt like the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. Like, you just go, like, I think that I would like these Tuesday mornings and afternoons and Wednesdays and looking at clips and then uploading all the stuff. Because there is a lift that comes that you're just like.
The weekend and Monday are prep.
Yeah.
And then the Tuesday morning is the performance.
Yeah.
And and then, as Andy knows, all his job.
That's when your work really kicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Sunday and my flight homes were always pod prepping.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I would love to send some emails. Would love to work on some other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, you know, certain things, they run their course. But again, we have limited time at home. And I've told my agents and managers, like, hey, man, I'm not, unless you need me, I'm not available Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, when I leave for the road, that's when you call. I'm just trying to keep this time that we have as less busy, is the least amount of busy that it can be. So listen, if you were working the road with me, it might be a different story. If we could do this on the road somehow. No, I'm busy on the road too. So you know, I don't, I even said on there, I was like, are you allowed to just stop doing something because you don't want to do it? Because that does go against the nature of an ambitious entrepreneurial type.
Right.
Who's like, go, 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 add, do. And you're like, you know, I got limited time. And specifically on Tuesdays, this is a limited window where you and I are together. There are no children, hopefully.
Until 1:30.
Yeah. But then during school or during summer break, I mean, the summers of them, you're the just summers, like, you're getting the text, and just today, you got to get a kid to an appointment. You're just, you go, I think that for peace of mind, for us, for the fam, I just think it's like, hey, would love to carve this. Again, if people want the other 9 reasons, they can have them too. It's a busy market. You know, it's you know, that's one of them. You know.
Yeah.
I also think sometimes we were like, we've kind of, I think, shared the things that we've wanted to share, where you're like, we've gone through, you know, 6 falls now and 6 Christmases.
Yeah, and
we've,
like,
dropped a kid off of college. We've talked about kindergarten. We went through the pandemic. Yeah. We've just kind of gone through the life seasons enough that you're like, I think we've shared what we want to share.
Right. And I do think this is, like, true that young adulthood is not a time to, like, air your children's dirty laundry.
That's
not
true.
That I, you know, like we've said everything in jest and tried to be vague. But yeah, like it's just a different season of life.
That's a great way of putting it. There are less details of our kids' lives that we want to share as they get older.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? I think that's fair. I mean, socially, there's like
life to share.
Factors that have started to just because of we've seen so many family influencers out there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, no, there is now an actual public conversation about how much should we actually be sharing. And
totally.
That's completely valid. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think, you know, you guys probably noticed, like it's vague. We're talking about driver's ed, you know. Yeah. We're not like hitting the hard stuff, you know.
Now, if Melissa gets pregnant, we're back.
We're gonna be.
That would be a huge.
Remember that
mothering in your 40s,
father of the bride, and then they had this the second one.
Right.
Where, what was it called?
Father of the Bride 2.
Yes.
Oh, that's all it was. Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
Oh wow, they really dug deep.
Well, the first one was pretty successful.
Yeah.
They're like, let's add
marketing.
Yeah, they're like, let's 100%. Add Martin Short.
Yeah. Amazing.
So, yeah, so. I mean, we talk about the you know, I don't know why you listed under cons, meet new comics, create together.
Oh, you know, please do not criticize my notes. I think it met. The con was that we wouldn't.
Oh, we don't get to do this anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I had some chicken scratch here that I gave you guys yesterday.
No, this is great. You're right.
Work off.
I understand now. No, there's a lot that we'll miss. It is fun to make these things together. It is also how we talk to comics and you meet some. Andy's dead to us now.
I was driving here with like thinking about all this too, and I was like, I mean. It's silly, but I'm like, I will miss the once a week where I do get to interact with two, you know, actually balanced two other human adult beings in my life is, because like this is a fun show. And it's a funny show.
Yeah.
And it is one of the funnest times I have month after month. And
so
it is, it comes at a very social and personal kind.
Fine. We'll keep it going. No, agreed.
No, I think what you should do is get your friends together and then do a weekend recap and then promote Dustin's comedy shows.
That would be fun.
Plug your Patreon.
Yeah.
And then answer a couple emails.
Yeah.
You know, just an outline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all fair.
I know it's hard to get three parents, entrepreneurs, creative types, lots of different life stages together to have conversations. That's kind of
it's literally why we're stopping doing it. Yeah, is because I'm like, I don't think we can keep doing this anymore. You guys were.
I gotta go. I'm a little sorry.
I literally gotta go wake my kid up.
I'm a little strapped.
No, I think you're
all three of my kids have texted me during this pod.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think there's a lot that I'll certainly miss making the stuff with you and the. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm gonna post these clips forever. If you don't think every August I'm posting the back to school bus clip, it's coming every time. Just like I'm gonna post dad bod. Every, you know, heck, I might post the drop your kid off of college crying one again. I'll work it.
No kidding.
I got socials to grow. People are like, where can I watch this pod? You can't. It's in the backlogs. But I think my favorite part of the last, 6 years of the pod has been introducing people to you. And getting them to see you and like, you know, love you in like for all your quirks and charm in the way that I do.
Right.
Like I get people who come in the lines of like, I love Melissa. And I go, me too. They go, I always say the same thing. Yeah, me too. Big fan. No. And just
that's nice.
The idioms, the phrases, the quirkiness. I mean, we've laughed together in here. We've cried together. We have fought together. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Andy. but I think that it's, I don't know, I'm just a big fan of you. And I like people getting to see the ins and outs of you. I like when you zone out on the pod. I think it's funny.
I know.
I think it's funny that I'm like, one of my favorite things on this pod, and it's part of the reason I don't do it is because some people don't get our relationship, where I'd be like, would love for you to join us on the pod. I think it's hilarious when you zone out mid-podcast. I think it's so funny. It might be my favorite thing on the pod is when I just lose you.
I told you, I never... I wasn't the kid who talked in class all the time, you know? So like, this is not, I would never be like, babe, I'm going to start a video podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, well, you got to be a certain amount of self-involved to be like, well, you guys want to film this?
No, it's just like, I'm not, you know, it's just not something I would have done.
Yeah.
You know, without you. Encouraging me to, I guess.
With or without you.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the funniest things in life are choosing to observe the people who don't choose to be observed.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's called like, spying.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if they volunteer to be involved.
Yeah.
What did I sign up for?
Real Peeping Tom. I know she talked about favorite moments.
Yeah. I mean, we can. We don't have to.
Well, I mean, I think there are ones that jump to mind for... One of them for me was the most recent. The Graham moment of him talking about his back is not only the hardest I've ever laughed on this podcast, I think it's upwards of the hardest I've ever laughed. I mean, I was... Mm-hmm. It was one of those laughs where I was worried about my health. Where you're like, I'm hurting right
you're
now.
You're doing a body scan while you're laughing.
The whole center of my body cramped.
Yeah.
I was in physical pain at a certain point of that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we have to get out of this at some point because I might keel over.
Yeah, I was hurt. I'm hurting. Can you go to the hospital from laughing too much? So that was certainly one of them, you know. And again, it's nice that was so recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a huge laugh for me. I mean, I suppose the cruise episode too, most recently.
Cruise episode was great.
In February, that was a... huge favorite. I mean, when you came up with Weeds and Clouds, that was, I mean, it's something, I mean, we've been married almost 22 years.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. But dang, too bad I already wrote my marriage book. That should have been the name of the book.
And then kind of the space out was the 2.5 pounds of salmon.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm just doing the grocery list.
Yeah. Well, that was the fun thing, too, where I could be like it would, I would call it Pastor Dustin when I would like do Weeds and Clouds or when we were talking to Heather
Your
Land.
Counseling.
The crevice. Yes. You know, that's where we find our footing, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
like, youth Pastor Dustin comes out.
That's not youth. That's senior Pastor Dustin.
Pastor don't. You're right.
No,
you're
youth
right.
Pastor Dustin and be like, turn to Romans 6:7.
No, you're right.
Senior's got a little wisdom to him.
Yeah.
A head nod.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little more pause.
Yeah.
And you did write your Amazon driver joke in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was based on the back to school.
That was funny,
driving.
And that was a true like I've said with comedy. Sometimes you write bits, sometimes you find like you find a bit, and that's where you're like. Because I had that.
Yeah.
The funniest thing when I look back at that whiteboard one that went so viral is remember you had drawn the little
the schools.
Yeah. Because I was like, I need a whiteboard. You're like, I have one. It's like I need you to draw, and you're like, well, I can do that. So
yeah,
that's
the visual.
Yeah.
It's
so absurd. To this day, you still don't believe it. You're 26. Trips,
I know.
Is that you're? It's
yeah.
Like, but I know. Mean, but I've done it. I've done. I'm like,
yeah.
Not that many, but part
up.
Of it where I'm like, yeah. I mean, I get how you get to this.
I think it's so fitting that when I think about "Don't Make Me Come Back There," and I've talked to pretty much all the Nate Land figures this week, the public figures themselves, Brian and Aaron and Dusty, and I've told them all like, it's very fitting that our podcast was consumed. Primarily in short bits, like because we've always had very modest long form numbers, and people can see them on YouTube. Like
YouTube.
They're again, like by comedy, by podcast standards, they're successful. But, you know, they're not like massive, but some of these clips would go so viral. I mean, like just massive things. And that's one of them, or the back in the day summers, you know,
the Minecraft
jumping off
summer.
The roof, the Minecraft summer. They're just some.
Anytime you would talk about having to move. For me, as a military kid.
Oh, gosh.
Won't make the move is one
this
of,
won't
like,
make
my
the move.
I mean, how many things, I mean.
Yeah.
I had a stress moving dream over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The parenting is password hell, all that stuff like that. But we are, the people who listen to our podcast are us. And so, yeah, some people are. So it's why YouTube numbers are never gigantic, because people are not sitting down and watching us. Like, they'll put us in their ears and they'll run air. And really what they'll do is they'll scroll. Like, the amount of people, I can see it because I see the numbers on the socials with, like, dude, I just, they're like, we love your podcast. They're like, but then they'll be like, I love seeing the clips. And you're like, great. I love that, and they're always going to be there. But that's what our parents—they're sitting there in the dark, picking a kid up from practice.
Yeah, they got
like,
5
scroll,
minutes.
Scroll, scroll, yeah. I forgot about the military one. That is so funny. This won't make the move. Is so funny.
It's a Charlene line.
Yeah, it's a Charlene shout out. Oh, theater. Yeah. It's a good weird. Oh my gosh. Yeah, all of that. You know.
Yeah.
That like the theater community picked up on that. Fine, we'll keep the podcast going. But I think that all of this like kind of goes to like, I just think that we have shared everything that we care to share about our lives publicly.
Yeah,
we're very busy. I would like to work. I you know what? I'm going to put them 1A and 1B. I would like to not work at home. I think we would like to not work when I'm home. And we've also just shared everything publicly that we would like to share about our family.
Yeah.
We've covered it. And not that anything's changed, but, you know, that's, you know, like there's not like new spicy developments or anything.
Right.
But
we're getting divorced. No.
We are?
I'm just kidding. I just had to say something.
That's an old bit. Did I say that on the pod?
Dark podcast feature coming.
How to Divorce Melissa is the new book coming out.
Oh, no.
She has to serve me papers because I can't do the what do you got here? Are you some...
Oh, this was just, so if you guys do want to go back, we had an episode on December 26, 2024 that Andy put together. And it was Backseater's Choice, and it has about 10 to 12 of the biggest, like, clips, everyone's favorite clips.
Yeah, oh, nice.
A year and a half before that.
Yeah, it was like a best of, so.
I couldn't think of a moment. Mm-hmm. There was a moment that had to do with a whale. Wasn't there something, like, there was something?
Yeah, the whole whale. Remember,
the whole whale. What was that?
Every part of the whale.
Use every part of the whale. But the analogy had to have been something with, you know, a potluck or a...
When we delivered that line in a clip, family or whatever, dinner. Like, in my mind, that stuck as something. I'm like, that moment was so funny. And I don't, like, it was a favorite, but now I can't remember what it was. But it
I know. I think it might have been the title of an episode.
I'm going to find it.
I know, but I just don't remember. You came up with an analogy on the spot.
But you said it. I think you ended up saying it, and it was like, oh, because it was like eating an elephant. It was an idiom problem.
Yeah.
The whole idea, like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And you ended up saying something like, well, you got to eat the whole whale.
Yeah.
And that's where it was like.
That was a whole nother segment. Mel kills a bit. Yeah, because I'm not a comic.
Well, sometimes not only would you not kill a bit, you would just never join
I would
bit.
Just. Lose it.
You just sit this one out.
Yeah.
I think
Andy's
that one
like, okay, here it comes.
One of the healthiest things in the world for a comic is someone who just rolls their eyes when you start doing a bit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You still have to appreciate the art form, but you're not going to appreciate
art
it
form.
As much as... You know, the comic does.
You just don't enjoy it. It doesn't give you the dopamine hit that it does. Yeah, a lot of ADHD stuff over the years, you know.
Mm-hmm. all the critters who have gotten in our vans and homes.
Gosh, we've come through a lot of mm-hmm. different animals yeah, on this podcast.
Golly, man.
Oh, the snack debates.
The brackets.
Yeah.
The Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm. What was that awful tasting thing? Ranch something. You brought in some
ranch.
Let's ranch.
We did quite a bit of ranch.
Yeah. That's it. We're keeping the podcast.
Oh, and then actually, everyone loves your Stranger Dangers.
Yeah.
Loves them.
Yeah.
I think this last one really messed people up.
Yeah. I think that
we were going out high.
It was a final Stranger Danger.
That was the final boss Stranger Danger.
I do think every Stranger Danger you could clip and put on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you chose to. But yeah, but that one, you would know better than me. But
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I didn't think, I mean,
I've got an indie through June.
Here we go. Stranger Danger the next year. We just bring in strangers, no context, just work it out for an hour.
That nails thing is the nastiest thing, and I'm glad that people had the visceral response to that.
It tells us we have a healthy culture.
That was my final Stranger Danger.
Yeah, you went out with a bang.
People do like it. Yeah, listen. Mm-hmm. I will miss it. I will not miss doing it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Having to do it.
Yeah.
I've always glad that we did the episode. I'm always happy that people respond the way that they do. I won't miss having to do it, in the sense that you're like, gosh, we gotta coming home on a Monday from wherever and on little sleep and knowing we gotta do the pod tomorrow. There's 8 years of podcast listening. That's like 8 years of a TV show. If you guys, if people really, it's not going anywhere.
No.
The video might. I don't know how that works. I don't know if we're still going to be on Nate Land's channel. I don't know how that works.
Check the contract.
But, who knows? Mm-hmm. Check the contract. But we don't want.
Let us know.
We don't need to go full. Next week, we'll go full reminisce a little more. But I do want to say on the way out here an immense thank you to Nate Land.
Mm-hmm.
When Nate Land brought us on, listen, we were doing this for love of the game before, and Nate Land brought us on. And so thank you to Nate himself.
We were the first podcast they added to
exactly. their network. Very grateful for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the investment in us. Really, really grateful to be a part of it the last couple of years. The crews, the events, the pod appearances, the guests with them on our pods, all wonderful. Been nothing but a great experience. To Adrian Culp specifically, who brought us on, really, really grateful. Willie, Tristan, their whole team, Valerie, like just a good team that did good work with us. We enjoy working with you. This is truly just kind of like this has been fun, and we're shutting this down. And then Andy, it's been great. Mm-hmm. Been a ton of fun. You took us to a quality level that, content-wise, we could get there on our own, but how it looks and sounds, you took us to a level we weren't at before, and it's been fun having you in here every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen, before that, Stephen English did a great job.
Yeah.
Fun working the riffs in, and he's a busy guy, and he was fun to co-host with. Every guest that we had, thank you. Thank you, Melissa. I know this has not been your natural thing for you. You said before, but I think you're great, and you're the real heart of everything we're doing here. And of course, the backseaters
and the patrons, the backseaters,
the fans,
everyone who emails, and contributes.
Yeah, we'll go full reminisce thank next week. But shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. The ship is yours to steer next week. And that is the best way to tell us is on the Facebook groups can get a little hard to track.
If
you want to send us emails.
Replying, it's a little.
But thanks, everybody. And we'll see you one last team next week. Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Our highest givers, thank you so much. First off, Alex Foods and Sam Graham.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Brian and Amy Nagel.
Byron Smith,
Carrie Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Cynthia Carpenter,
Demarius Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Debbie Klein,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jonathan Rivera,
Jordan Cowan or Cohen? Cohen, Jordan, I'm never sure. I'm sorry.
Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod or Herod. I'm not sure. I'm covering my bases here. Hopefully not Herod, like, you know, King Herod, but, you know, people are getting a little extra on this one. Go ahead.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Nick Cordell.
Naomi Walker.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Restless Mosaic.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Mina.
Yvette Williams.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
Timothy Frey and Tiffany Payne. Thanks,
you.
Everybody.